government opponents and also threatening to those of us in exile.
Like the current president, Ndayishimiye emerged from a rebellion movement against the ruling Tutsi community by ethnic Hutus who gained power after the country's civil war and was a key signatory of the 2003 ceasefire that ended the conflict. According to a newly adopted law, Nkurunziza, meanwhile, is to stay in a newly built luxury villa after it steps down, receive a one-off payment of close to $550,000 and a salary for the rest of his life. It is unclear whether he will stay out of politics, but experts say he is likely to remain influential.
Thanks, Alex Angaramba, for that report. And live on our Facebook page, DW Africa, I can see a comment that has come in just now from Nathiel Molumba from Liberia. And he's asking, why tension all over Africa? Is it because of bad governance? Isaac.
Well, we shall just have to wait and see. But the good thing is that Nkurunziza has announced that he won't be, he will be stepping down after the end of his mandate in May this year. Hopefully, he stands or he keeps his word.
Talking sport.
It's going to be another thrilling weekend in the Bundesliga with exciting games between table leaders and minnows.
Now, before we go into some of your comments, you've been making good predictions about some of the matches. DW Sports editor Chuck Penford is going to first break it down for us what to expect over the weekend, starting with the most exciting games.
Well, I guess the really big one is RB Leipzig against Mönchengladbach, maybe to a lesser extent Hoffenheim and Leverkusen. Those are the ones I would say are really the big games this weekend, just mainly because Leipzig and Gladbach are two, and Leipzig are first right now, but they're two of the ones challenging for the title, and things are very close up top of the table. But for a change, for a while, actually, Bayern's not top.
Yeah, sure. And at Africa Link, we'll be commentating live the match between Bayern Munich and Mainz. What's at stake for both teams?
That's pretty simple. Bayern Munich are a point behind Leipzig at the top of the table, so they're trying to build on this great run they've had ever since Hansi Flick took over from Niko Kovac as coach. I think they're five wins in a row. Last defeat, I think, was against Gladbach. Just one point, as I say, so, you know, they're looking to keep their title drive going. And Mainz, it's all about survival. They're just one point above the relegation zone, or the, where you play against the second division team to see who stays up or goes down. So they're just struggling for survival. I think they've lost their last three. So they had a bit of a bump when Achim Bayerlotze took over after the firing. They won a couple games. They sort of turned up a little bit, but the last few games, they're back to their old selves.